Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 164 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He's actually quite English for a foreigner.
Authentic noise from the fans.
You know what? I've never seen a can of Carabao for sale, ever.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Everybody loves you, baby. We're all going England crazy. Sorry I'm late, Anthony. Terry Venables got the idea to sing that song from me, you know. I heard him singing in the shower once after a charity game of paintball with Paul Furlong and Des Little, obviously. I said, Tell, you know what, you should release an album. And he lathered up his testicles. He took one look at me and he said, you know what, Ian, I think I will. Anthony, you listening?
Yeah, I am listening, mate. Just hold on. I'm just sending a message, all right?
Oh, that's a nice laugh. Sounds like a fun message. Who's it from?
It is from Kitty Spink.
Nigel Spink's daughter, no less. Yeah. She gave you her number at last.
She did. She texted me. She texted me.
She's a top,
she's a top girl.
And funny.
And clever.
And funny.
And clever.
And funny. That's why you laughed at her message.
Yeah. So, gosh, where are we? A bit of news. Ray Leppard.
Millwall's finest.
He has obviously got the job commentating on England this week.
That's
a couple
top,
of games
top,
this
top,
week.
Top
yeah,
gig.
Oh, top gig. So, he's away. Kitty Spink has asked me to fill in on the big preview show.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it's not confirmed yet. I'd say 90% pencil, but she's asked if I can indeed ink that badger in.
Wow, that is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
You
thank
and
you.
Kitty Spink thank together at
well,
last.
Well, not it's not like that, really, Ian. It's more
heart eyes emoji, as they
but
say.
No, it's flattering to be asked. And you know what? As mates, I will send a heart eyes emoji. Shall I do that?
Yes,
shall
yes, I send, send that? It. Send
it's,
it.
It's
yeah.
an emoji,
send
isn't it?
Route
just
one.
Emoji.
Let her know you've
well,
fancy her.
I don't want to let her know I fancy her, Ian, because I don't fancy her. I don't fancy
yeah,
her.
Yeah, it looks a bit desperate, in fairness.
Does it?
Yeah,
it does. Well, I've sent it now.
Oh.
I've sent it. I'll delete it.
I'll delete that. Especially if you
don't
fancy
that.
Her.
Now she'll know I've deleted something, won't she? It'll say it comes up on WhatsApp, deleted. So
that's even worse, actually.
Well, it's done.
Well, she might think you've sent her a picture of your penis.
Christ, Ian, I'd never do that. I never do that.
Well, you say that. It's not bad once you've done it the first time. Like, once you've broken the seal, it's like, well,
I haven't done it the first time. I haven't done it any time, though. Okay, Sandra. Yeah, all right. Sure, sorry. Gosh, apologies. Yeah, okay, we're on in five. I'll resend the heart eyes emoji.
No, don't do that. No, because then she'll think you're giving heart eyes at your own deleted knob.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Sponsored by Squelch.
Don't just kill it.
Squelch it.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson, on this... England Day!
England Day!
England Day!
England Day!
Sportshorn proudly brings you England Day.
Come and arrest us, woke police.
England!
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 England! England!
England!
England!
England!
That's right, Ian. It is all the brainchild is England Day of 6-year-old Rufus from Basingstoke.
He's only six.
He's only six. He's only six.
Look at him.
He's only six. He wrote a letter that his dad photographed and put on social media. And one of our interns actually picked it up because that's what they do. They look at Twitter all day. We have Christmas, says Rufus. We have Pancake Day, but why don't we have an England Day?
Well, we've got St. George's Day.
Yeah, but apart from St. George's Day, what do we have to celebrate England? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. You get arrested for it.
Yeah.
Nothing. Rufus, he's only six. He's only six.
He's little
he
six.
Wants to put on his England shirt and get this. He says for England Day, he only wants English people at his primary school.
Aww.
No foreign people.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Oh, just for
what
a day.
What a lovely
just
idea.
Just for a day. It's a Friday. God. Rufus, your letter went viral on social media. We at Sportshorn have granted your wish. Today is officially known as England Day.
England, England, England.
Happy England Day from me, Joe Hart.
Hooray!
It's England superfan Bubble from Big Brother 2 here. Happy England Day.
I'm Matthew Silva, who played Ben Mitchell in EastEnders when he was a baby. Wishing you all a peaceful England Day.
That last guy sounded South African, Anthony.
Well, South Africans can be English too, Ian. Just look at our cricket team. Now, we are asking you to text us on 75358 if you think you're the biggest England fan in England. And we've got a caller, Twiz from Wantage. First of all, happy England Day. And secondly, it says here, there's no one more England than you.
Oh, there's no one more England than me. Literally, my surname is England, taken from the man I married. We don't even get on that well, but when I met a man whose surname was England, well, I just knew it had to be. Yeah, there's no love between us at all.
Oh.
We stay together because of England.
Cool. Well, that is... So, Twiz, you got an open relationship, I'm assuming, with other men? Because otherwise this is just...
I am a staunch Christian. I will not lie with another man while in wedlock, nor can I divorce.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Who's your favourite England player, Twiz?
Probably Patrick Bamford.
Yeah. Fair play to you, Twiz, and thank you very much. Have a lovely England Day! That is pretty sad, actually, isn't it?
It is.
When you think about it.
No,
yeah.
It is really sad. Bamford's never really had the chance to prove himself at the top, top level.
No, he is not. Twiz, regardless, Twiz, of your story, you go top of our England leaderboard. There it is there. It's a whiteboard with the St. George's flag. Can you... Do you know what? do you know how good it feels to finally been able to draw a St. George's cross again without people judging you?
Without people judging.
I'm proud.
I'm proud.
I'm proud.
I put that up every Christmas day, and Christmas is cancelled now.
Can't even have Christmas these days. But
not with
plus,
a St. George flag.
On England Day, we're asking, does an England shirt make you violent?
I think it does, Anthony. Mm. I have a France 98 top that I mow the lawn in, and just last weekend, I deliberately rode over a slug. That's terrible, isn't
well,
it?
Well, we're about to find out for sure. We've gathered six people who don't really like football, given them each an England shirt, and put them in an al fresco bar in Germany with an unlimited drinks tab. Will they chuck the furniture? Let's find out. But first, let's go to the news with Taj.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
Wake up with me, please.
Squelch it!
And we are clear.
Has Kitty replied yet?
No, she hasn't.
Well, I hope you still get to do the big, 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 big preview show with her. Not sure why they didn't choose me, actually.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I think they've seen the chemistry I've got with Kitty. The drinks
chemistry.
A couple of weeks ago, we had those drinks, didn't we? And I think the top brass were on the neighbouring table. They just saw the chemistry we had. We chatted for quite a long time, I think.
Didn't
we chatted for hours, actually.
Notice much chemistry.
And, there was chemistry there.
I didn't really see any chemistry between you two, if I'm honest. Do you know who she genuinely have good chemistry with, though? I'm not saying you don't.
Well, you know, because we do. You can't say we don't, because we do.
But I'm saying she would have good chemistry with Drew Fibonacci.
Drew Fibonacci?
Yeah.
Drew Fibonacci? Don't know, mate.
No,
Drew
I could
Fibonacci?
See them doing that show
really?
Together.
Drew Fibonacci?
As second to you. Let me be
clear.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
Second to
us. Well, covering us, Drew Fibonacci and Kitty Spink. Doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Well, I mean, have you listened to his Drive Time show? It's pretty good.
Well, I don't really listen to Sportshorn Drive.
That's all coming up this afternoon on Sportshorn Drive.
The Italian Stallion.
He's not Italian. He's not Italian.
Isn't he?
He's Scottish.
Got an Italian
he's
name. Scot-
he's, he wouldn't be good doing the big, 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 big Premier League preview show with Kitty Spink because he doesn't know his football.
Well,
he doesn't know his football.
You've
got to know
driver.
Your football.
He's
That's not
F1
football,
driver.
Is it? That's not football.
Well, it's similar. It's got an F in it. I mean, it's more to the point, it's a pretty big, 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 big name for a big, 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 big show, isn't
he? He's not an F1 driver. He's tested F1 cars. He's not an F1 driver. Testing F1 cars does not an F1 driver make. He's done Le Mans twice. He did not finish twice. He's won one championship, World Sidecar Racing.
Well, don't disrespect the sidecars.
Oh, I'm not. No disrespect to sidecars, Ian, but he's not a big, 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 big name. You can't name a single blooming sidecar racer. He's not even close.
Drew Fibonacci.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can we stop fucking talking about Drew Fibonacci?
I tell you what, I wish I was asked to do a big, 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 big football job.
I tell you, keep emailing Quest.
I will. I'll keep emailing Quest.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Perry Mason here, Britain's premier David Jason impersonator, wishing you a happy England Day, you dirty old man.
Dirty old man has stepped to himself. Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
Now, Ben from Sussex is on the line. Lovely county, Sussex. Lovely county. East or west, Ben? East or west? They're two different... Anyway, Ben, how big an England fan are you?
Massive.
How big?
Any news on Sancho to Spurs?
Let's move on, Ben, and keep on having your say on 75358. Let's check in on those English non-football fans sitting in a peaceful town square in Germany. Now, Ian, you've been watching the CCTV footage of them. Have they started a fight yet?
They haven't started a fight yet, but it's only 8 in the morning in Germany.
True, true. Long day ahead for them.
I'll tell you one thing, though. There's a lady in her 50s who was very polite with the waiter initially, but after putting on that England shirt with the three lions, her body language towards the locals has cooled. It's called markedly. I'm watching her very closely.
What shirt is she wearing? Which England shirt?
The Steve McLaren red one.
I'm Joe Hart, and wouldn't it be cool if I played for England again on England Day? Lol, that would be funny.
Mildrew from Whitstable says, I'm the biggest England fan I know, but I don't know many people as I'm chronically shy. Thanks, Mildrew. Keep your thoughts coming in to 75358. It's a lifeline. Big, big, big of Mildrew to message in.
Well, not that big. It's pretty easy. Just now, send a text.
Now, why am I holding a syringe? Well, a team of scientists have been commissioned to work out if patriotism is in your blood. It's a deal done with Carlsberg. Ian, do you bleed England?
I like to think I do, yes.
It's not real. It's a metaphor, but
I actually do. Yeah. I actually bleed England. Yeah. I was always one of the more patriotic Englishmen for any club I played for.
Yeah,
And do you know, I played with some players who hated international duty.
Gosh.
Can you believe that?
Scum.
They hated it.
Scum.
Absolute scum.
Scum. Absolute scum. You don't call it international duty, do you, Ian?
No, that's a fun fact. No, that's true. I call it international privilege.
International privilege.
That's what it is. And I campaigned for the FA to stop calling it duty and start calling it privilege.
Call it privilege,
for
goodness sake.
Back in 2010. The campaign that I mounted was entirely self-funded, I hasten to add. It appeared for a day in the Sunday People,
and I will always
be proud of what it achieved.
It was an incredible achievement, but sadly it was overshadowed by a well-known adultery case involving two Premier League stars.
Yeah, it went totally under the radar. The tabloids found some dirty laundry sexier than my patriotic campaign, and my expensive photo shoot with Steve Bold went to waste. But I'll tell you this much.
Tell us this
much. I loved playing for England, Anthony, even though I never got to play for them.
I'm Joe Hart, England.
Well, courtesy of Radiator Seneca, the UK's second largest pharmaceutical company, we're about to find out how patriotic, clinically speaking, you really are. Thanks to Radiator Seneca for sending over a free test kit so promptly.
Radiator Seneca, your body's in our hands.
I'm an AstraZeneca fan, Anthony, but that's class by Radiator
Seneca. Oh, it's class by Radiator Seneca.
Class.
Oh, it's class, all right. You ever done a blood test, by the way? Because I've never administered one.
Oh, that's funny. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
I bet they're easy.
And
although the instructions are in Chinese, the pictures are pretty straightforward as far as I can make out. You just stick the needle in my heart. Is that what it says?
It says, no.
No?
Not your heart directly.
Oh, whoops.
No, just near your heart, it says. 6 inches away, which is an average penis length, Ian.
Well, that's heartening to know.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it has a picture of a penis.
It has a picture of a penis right there.
It's
a diagram,
Lots of penises.
Lots of penises.
Lots of penises emanating from the
heart.
That's
right, in radius. Penises aren't, of course, thought of as funny in scientific circles and laboratories.
No, men's health, it's men's hygiene, men's matters.
It's men's matters. They're a standard form of measurement in science, especially in China. So I'm just going to get a bit closer to you there, Ian.
Wait, use your ruler, mate.
Oh, great idea. Yeah, of course, use a ruler. Thank you very much, Sandra. So, yes, I will inject you right there in the pectoral and draw out a quarter of a pint of blood.
Imperial measurements. It's very patriotic.
Very blue passport stuff, yes.
But in answer to your original question, I've never given a blood test. Never. I provided plenty of urine samples and a faeces sample on one occasion. That was actually provided during a routine drugs test after an Intertoto Cup game. And actually it was a breakdown in communication with the Romanian authorities. I did provide a full and frank apology. So when are you going to be drawing this blood?
It's already been done.
Really?
It's done, Ian.
Oh, wow.
It's done. That is
a
top English needle packaged in China. Now, I squirt a little bit on this patriotic testing kit, a couple of drops, and in 10 minutes we'll receive your percentage patrioticness.
I bleed England, Anthony. I bet it's going to come out 110%.
Well, you can't get more than 100%, Ian.
No.
Not in science.
No, I
not
can.
In science.
Oh, it's 110 for me. Can you put the stuff back in that you didn't use?
Well, I'll give it a go. If you need it.
I think I'll need that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's wheel that in.
Lovely. Well, and while you're putting it back in, let's hear some more special England Day messages, shall we? You're listening. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry, that is an air bubble there.
Feels weird. Yeah.
That's air. I think that happens in diving, the bends.
Does that mean my arm's going to go massive? It'll be like Popeye. Oh, medicine's funny. You're listening to the Ian Show on Breakfast Horn. No.
You can't do it while someone's putting blood in his arm.
I can't concentrate on you.
Hey, bloopers. bloopers, Sandra.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was being reverse injected and I can't do the links when that's happening.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Only on Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops.
I'm Tony Cascarino. I played 88 times for the Republic of Ireland, scoring 19 goals. But for the right money, I'd sponge it all from the record books. Happy England Day!
Hooray!
Tom Furman here, grandson of Peter Furman, who made the models of the Clangers and Bagpuss back in the 1970s, wishing one and all a very happy England Day. Oh, here's a message from the Clangers themselves. Sorry, not so good at whistling as my grandfather, to be honest with you.
Has Kitty messaged you yet?
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Now, Ian, how are those diners getting on in Germany? Take a look at your monitor.
Yeah, no, it's
remarkable. Take a look at your monitor.
Look at this, Anthony. These people have never seen an England game in their life.
Yeah.
They're actually a group of hikers on a walking holiday in the region. But this is a transformation. On putting on the England shirts, they're now stood up from their seats, a beer in hand, and they're chanting. I can't actually work out what they're chanting. This feed is mute. But they're pointing vigorously at some people out of shot on the other side of the square, and then they're cupping their ears.
Amazing stuff. Hard to believe it's not even 9 a.m. there.
Yeah.
We wish them the very
best
of luck.
One of them's chucked a white plastic chair.
Oh,
and oh, she's
happened.
Connected with that well, Jeff. Anthony, not Jeff. Who's Jeff?
Who's Jeff? It's not Soccer Saturday.
Jeff. I mean, I sometimes feel like I'm one of the boys on Soccer
yes,
Saturday.
You do,
which
tell
I
me.
Am up for if
yeah.
Sky are listening.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call my
yeah.
agent. I don't have an agent.
Yeah.
Call me right into the show. 75358.
Very close to Chiswick. You
Is
could
it?
Do Quest. You could do them at the same day.
I'll do both.
Trish in Derbyshire says, when on holiday in France, I wrote Roy's Boys 2016 with a penknife under a 15th century church pew. Great work, Trish.
Lovely.
England!
It's just a shame they didn't see that message, because if they had, they might have had a better campaign.
Now, some England history. If you're of a younger age, you might know the 19-year-old TikTok sensation, Jazz Tracy. He gets millions of views on the platform by lip-syncing moments from the Channel 4 show Come Dine With Me. It's quite... Ian, have you seen his TikTok videos?
Yeah,
have you seen them?
Yeah.
They are absolutely astonishing. He's got such traction.
Sandra showed me before we went on air, and I mean, for me... It's pointless. Rubbish.
Yeah.
Just absolute dross. I mean, why does it exist? And I say that with all respect.
Yeah, and respect taken from one professional, Ian Fivels, to another, Jazz Tracy, albeit at a different stage of his career. Very much on the upward trajectory is Jazz. He's a good-looking lad, he's charming to boot. A millionaire, it says here, at 19 years old.
Anyone can be a millionaire these days.
A millionaire, and he is the youngest person to appear on BBC One's Who Do You Think You Are?, which is the genealogy show, anyway, Jazz Tracy is on it this Wednesday. Jazz Tracy's on the line to us. Jazz Tracy, hello.
What are you saying, gentlemen?
What do you mean, what are we saying?
Well, that's what they say.
I mean, hello, Ian.
Just say hello, then.
My dad's a fan of yours.
Don't care.
Jazz, mate. Jazz, the youngest man to appear on Who Do You Think You Are? What a ledge. How on earth did you become so famous at such an early age? That is the question. It's amazing. Was it all the TikTok stuff?
Oh, pure graft, lad.
Fair play, fair play.
No, hold on. No, I'm not having
fair
this.
Play.
I've just Googled him. He's called Jared. That's his real name, Jared. And both his parents' names are written in blue.
So, Jazz, mate.
Jared.
You found something astonishing while filming Who Do You Think You Are? And something that ties you to English football heritage.
Something that ties you to English football heritage.
Big time. I was looking through the archives of the London Illustrated News, and I discovered my great-great-grandfather was one of the original Lions of the Football Association model their badge on in the 1870s.
Your great-great-grandfather was a Lion? Wow.
He was part Lion, yeah. He was one of four separate people raised by Lions in what was then British East Africa, now modern-day normal East Africa.
A man raised by lions. Isn't that amazing, Ian? You see it on National Geographic, you've heard of it, but a man raised by lions, you know, you'd think it was fairy tales.
Meh.
Four lion men, well, I never. You cannot get more English than that, even though they were from Africa, Jazz.
Yep. Apparently my great-great-granddad was born to an English countess who slept with a colonial servant. And out of shame, she left him in the wilderness to fend for himself. And 15 years later, he and three other lion men in similar circumstances later arrived in England as part of an exhibit for the Great Exhibition.
They got on with each other, presumably as they were mainly lions.
As they were mainly lions, yeah.
Yeah.
Blimey.
After that, they started touring the country as a vaudeville act. They were called the Fab Roar, and they toured a show called The Lion's Share.
Wow, what a story.
Wonderful. I love it. I love it, Jazz.
You've changed your tune, Ian.
No, I'll tell you what. This is fascinating, Jazz. It really is.
Yeah.
I must confess, I initially thought you were a jumped-up socialite who'd only got famous because both your parents are high up at the BBC. But I have to say, you have a real charm in your storytelling.
Well,
I really enjoyed it.
Come dine with me. Yeah.
It says on your Wikipedia that your dad works at BBC Sport, is that?
He's head of BBC Sport, yeah.
Yeah, well, fair play. And even if I hadn't known that, this is interesting stuff that you're telling us.
Cheers, Ian, that means a lot. As I said, my dad is a fan of yours from your time at QPR.
I'll get him a signed shirt.
All right, boys, get a room. So let's get back to the story. The FA come knocking, Jazz?
The FA come knocking, yeah. They say, lads, we're designing the badge for the national team of this new sport called football. Would you like to pose for it? Well, the four of them turn up at a photography studio, but... With an artist, as you know, photography hadn't been invented. The artist says, "Lions, I want you to all lie on top of each other and look at me." My granddad lies on the floor and says, "Jump on me, gentlemen."
And that is how the badge came to be. That's amazing.
Amazing, fascinating. Jeez, wow. Ian, just flat out say you fancy him. Just because you want his dad to give you a match of the day slot.
Well, I'd be happy with Football Focus, to be fair.
Jazz, I'm looking at this original England badge. It's in the museum at the moment at FA headquarters and the Football Museum up in Manchester. I thought it would be just like the drawing we've got today, you know, the emblem of the three lions on their shirt. But this is actually the original one, and it's a properly detailed sketch of the men. You know, naked and hairy, save for their top hats, lying directly on top of each other, their groins on each other's bums. Sort of flat as a pancake, the four of them staring out at us with a determined look in their eyes. Almost primitive-like. So fame and fortune, I'm imagining, for your great-great-granddad.
Well, the total opposite, really. I mean, 3 months later... England versus Scotland, right? The world's first international. The match report of the London Illustrated News the next morning came about, and who's been cropped out of the logo?
Oh, no.
No!
The three lions motif stuck, and it became the most famous sports badge in the world. And as for my great-great-grandfather, he was disillusioned. He travelled back to East Africa to rejoin his family, who, well, they didn't even recognise him, and then he was tragically eaten.
Oh, dear. Gosh, Jazz, just imagine him being gobbled by my dad.
Yeah. Jazz, what's your dad's number? I'll send him that signed shirt.
What, by phone? By WhatsApp? Or are you going to tweet him a picture of it? Yeah. Thanks, Jazz Tracy. Anyway, listen to more of his story this Wednesday on Who Do You Think You Are on BBC One, although it does sound like he's told the whole story already.
Say hello to Kitty Spink to me, mate.
Oh, cool, yeah. Do you know her?
I'm a big, 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 big fan. Kitty, if you're listening, DM me.
Tell you what, I'll swap her number for your dad's.
No,
yeah?
Let's not.
That makes sense.
Thank you, Jazz.
Win-win.
Cheers, Jazz. Cool. Right, that's throwing me. Okay, let's go to the travel with Angelina.
Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
And we are out.
Anthony, I'm just looking at the live stream of Germany. It's kicking off. It's getting pretty bad. Shall I upload it to Twitter? Anthony?
Sorry, ooh, mate. Just with you in a second.
Oh, Kitty Spinker's message.
Yeah, I know, Ian. That's what I'm replying to.
Oh, it looks like they're going with Drew Fibonacci to present the big, 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 big preview
show. I can read it, mate. You're just over my ear now. I can hear you breathing in my ear.
Oh, don't worry about it. I mean, who needs Kitty Spink when you got me, eh? Although, I might be on Match of the Day soon, so you'll have to find someone else. What are the results of my test?
Huh?
The patriotic test.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It says you're 110% England.
I knew it. I told you, Anthony, I bleed England. Didn't I tell you that?
You did, Ian. Yeah, you did.
We're all going England crazy.
Okay, we're back in 5-4-3.
Rodney Trotter, you dirty old man.
Next week on Sports Horn.
Ooh, all right, mate, it's not blind date.
Middle-aged men cannot ride down curly slides, end of.
Where were you?
You're going home in a fucking ambulance. Sponsored by the NHS. Sports Horn. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.